following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Mike Peterson of KMA Radio in Shenandoah and Terry Kwekmatsy of Successful Farming. Mike, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, first of all, as we speak, another government shutdown is approaching rather fast. How confident are you that some sort of agreement will be reached on another stopgap measure to keep Congress or the government operating for a little while longer?
I am very certain the government isn't going to shut down again. I think that people that promoted that last time got a good dose of public reaction that it's not the popular thing to do. However, even though I say we won't have a shutdown, I doubt that there will be the agreement that you've asked me about. I hope there is an agreement. Senator Schumer gave some hope over the weekend that there was a chance of reaching an agreement. But even if there is an agreement reached this very hour, there's still a suggestion that for a week or two, it would take the appropriators a period of time to put the legislation together. So there'll probably be an extension into later this month or into March, with or without an agreement today. But government won't shut down. Terry.
Well, let's stay on immigration for a minute. I read an article recently about the farmers having trouble finding workers because of the crackdowns on immigration. And in one case, they talked of having to go to the foreign governments and work through them and actually pay workers' expenses to come, and sometimes at the cost of up to $1,000 per worker just to get them for their season. So as we progress on these immigration discussions beyond this with the Dreamers, what can be done to protect ag's interests?
Yeah. Two things. One, there will be an increase in the number of workers as part of this appropriation bill, if we ever get the appropriation bill up and running. And that'll be a temporary increase until we get some permanent changes for agricultural workers. There's also needs to be some changes for what we would classify as unskilled workers, because agriculture and unskilled workers are kind of handled by different segments of the immigration law. But also, you were mentioning the amount of money and the red tape that it takes to get these done. I'm hoping that this administration, and I got reason to think that they're working on this now, maybe won't cut down on the amount of money that you have to file if you want to get these things processed through the government. But the Labor Department is terribly bureaucratic in the previous administration, and I think this administration is going to try to make it more efficient and get approval for additional workers sooner. And maybe that would even cost less money when you get right down to it. Mike?
Yeah, Senator, President Trump said over the weekend that the memo that was released regarding alleged bias amongst the FBI and the Justice Department in the Russian investigation, the memo released by Devin Nunes, vindicates him. How do you react to the president's statement, and what impact will it have on the current investigation being conducted by Robert Mueller?
Well, I think the president should realize that even though he feels vindicated, that Mueller, the special counsel, doing his own investigation, and until that gets done, I don't know how you can really tell for sure. I hope the president's right. I hope he's right when they say there's no collusion. And I haven't seen any evidence of collusion, but Mueller's got his job to do. And when he's done, we'll know whether or not there was any collusion or not collusion, and whether the president had any participation or not. But in regard to the whole thing that came out over the weekend, there was some indication by some commentators and members of Congress that it was an indictment against everybody in the FBI and the Department of Justice, and nothing could be further from the truth. We all know that there's a lot of good people at the FBI and the DOJ, the people that are on the line every day just doing their work. There's just some question about how it was handled at the top and whether or not there was any political influence at the top, both in regard to the investigation of Trump versus Russia or anything dealing with Uranium One or even with the Clinton emails. Terry?
President Trump announced some plans for some infrastructure improvements. What's in this plan for farmers trying to get from field to field or farm to farm over outdated bridges? And, you know, is that going to trickle down to those projects and that need on the ground? And also the waterways to make progress on our outdated infrastructure there?
An easy answer to your question. It covers all of the above, everything you mentioned. And one thing you didn't mention would be broadband that would still be included in this proposition of infrastructure. But all of it benefits agriculture, but it also benefits all other segments of the economy as well. In other words, it doesn't benefit agriculture more than others, with the possible exception of the waterways. And I don't know how much of the commerce up and down the Mississippi River and the Ohio River, where they have locks and dams, if there's a high proportion of that that is more agriculture than anything else, then you could say then it would benefit farmers more than anybody else. But I can't certify that, but that's a possibility. But otherwise, it's infrastructure for everybody, including farmers. Mike?
Yeah, Senator, revisiting the immigration issue as one of his four pillars of his immigration proposal, the president wants $24 billion for construction of the wall across the U.S.-Mexican border, even though the jury is still out as to whether or not that's even feasible. What are you hearing from folks in Iowa? Do you think that that should be a part of any proposal as far as immigration reform is concerned?
Yeah. The term border security would get very high marks among Iowans. If you ask them about a 2,300-mile wall, they'd be against it, but they are for some wall. And I think when you dig down into what the president's proposing, there's already 600 miles of fence. It would be improving that fence plus another 700, but not the full 2,300. Where there are gaps, it would be either natural landscape that would be an impediment to people coming into our country without documentation, and other places it would be electronic surveillance, personal surveillance by more Border Patrol people, things of that nature. Terry?
Yes, Scott Pruitt made some comments last week after Philadelphia Energy Solutions bankruptcy that the blending volume requirements need to be changed. What does that mean for the renewable fuel standard going forward?
I think that the director of EPA went down that road of doing something to hurt ethanol to help refineries. The president stepped in and stopped him, and I don't hope he doesn't go down that road again. But if he does go down that road again, it's something that we have to fight vigorously, as Midwestern senators have, particularly Ernst and this senator. But also, I think it's important to remember that when it comes to the refineries and the one that went in bankruptcy, they have a lot of problems that can't be blamed on ethanol. And one of those things is that evidence of what I just said would be that over the years, they've had a lot of help from government to stay in business, like getting handouts from the city of Philadelphia or from the government of Pennsylvania, and they still have problems. So their problems are not ethanol. They have other problems. Mike?
Yeah, so as far as the clean burning energy is concerned, do you believe that the president is absolutely committed to the RFS and ethanol and all those, considering the fact he talks about the war against clean coal, and there's questions regarding raising the export taxes for solar equipment? What are your thoughts on that?
Without a doubt, he's for ethanol. He's shown that already this year, the last 12 months, by backing up what I just referred to that the EPA director tried to do, and he backed up ethanol instead of going along with the EPA director. I think that you would find him kind of like Chuck Grassley for all of the above. And for me and the president, that would be fossil fuels. You mentioned coal, but he's also for all alternative energy. And just having tariffs on solar doesn't make him against alternative energy. He would be for conservation, and he would be for nuclear. That's all of the above.
Thank you, Mike and Terry, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.